Tuesday, 26 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. We are in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, and along with that, we're in 1 John chapter 4. In 1 Peter chapter 4, our Lord informs us that we are not to think it a strange thing when we are tried with a fiery trial. He tells us some of the things to expect. We are to compare ourselves even with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Spirit of God, in the midst of all of that, He brings something up to the mountaintop of the blessings of God. And that's what we're looking at right now. Father, do bless us with Thy Word. Speak to my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." Have fervent charity. Now, you know there are different words for love in the precious Word of God. Phileo, I love. I love the brethren. Agape, agapo. There is a word for I love, but that love is not the love of the brethren, but that's the love of God. That's the love that emanates from God. It is the blessed triune God, which is the reservoir of the love of God. You read the story of God's wonderful salvation that he worked out even before the foundation of the earth. And you'll find the love of God as He reveals Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus so loved us that He came and He died for us. And the blessed Holy Spirit loves us and ministers to us. In 1 John chapter 4, and beginning in verse 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." I made a statement a few broadcasts back, and I'd like to repeat it again. Love is a distinguishing characteristic of God's people. This is not mushy sentimentalism. This is true love, real love. You've heard about people practicing tough love. That is, they'll have to many times displease somebody that they really love in order to do the right thing for them. How many times have we refused our children requests that they made of us because we love them? We wouldn't let them play in the street. We wouldn't let them practice bad habits. We would keep things away from them that maybe later on they might be able to handle. I'm speaking about training kids with weapons and so forth. And yes, at the right time, we should train them. That should be our goal. We at home, we have a responsibility for protection. But dear friend, you don't just turn a little three-year-old loose. You don't turn them loose with a loaded pistol. You just don't do that. Not if you're wise, you don't anyway. So there's a stage in time for some things. They're not wrong in themselves, but the timing might not be right. When I said that, I thought about puppy love. I thought about little children. We've got great-grandchildren now, and some of them are going through some times of what we call puppy love. Well, now, puppy love is real to the puppy. I believe Brother Jack Green said that years ago. But dear friend, these little affectionate relationships that children have with each other, that doesn't mean they're ready for marriage. Now, God willing, there will come a time, there will come a stage in their lives when that kind of love should be known by a fella, by a girl, and then that type of love can lead to the marriage altar and to the establishment of a good godly home, and praise the Lord for that. But I'll assure you this, when a little boy comes home from school in the first grade and he talks about the fact he's got a sweetheart, if you're wise, you don't start making wedding plans. All right, let me get back on track here. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now, I know that we're not saved by our works. And by the way, love is not a work. Agape love results in a wonderful condition that God gives to us, in which we receive from Him love. We love Him because He first loved us. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. So the natural man, the unsaved man, cannot truly know agape love. Can he know phileo love? Of course he can. That is love for the brethren, and thank the Lord for it. I mentioned this before, but so far as I know, the city of Philadelphia, where this church was raised up after they heard the gospel in Revelation chapter 3, that is, the letter was written to them in Revelation chapter 3, they already had love for each other. Now, they didn't have a love for God until they were saved, but they did have a love for each other. And I thank the Lord for people who have a love one for another. But we're speaking about here that love that comes from God. And I don't know how you would define love. I find some things that are hard to define. I find that love is hard to define. I know what it is because I have experienced it. I find that hate is hard to define because I know what it is, for as a human being, we have experienced it. We know what jealousy is all about, though it might be hard to define. The Bible speaks about jealousy being like a fire and being as cruel as a grave, but that doesn't really define it. There are some things that you can experience that you cannot define. It's hard to explain. This might be real corny to some of you folks, really trite. But let me just ask you this question. What does an orange taste like? You've eaten an orange. Let me ask you, what does an orange taste like? Well, you say, well, Brother Bill, it tastes like an orange. And you're exactly right. By the way, would you know what an orange tastes like if you had never tasted one? If all you knew about how orange tastes, somebody had told you what it's like to taste an orange, would you really understand what an orange tastes like? Well, you say, no, I would not. And the same thing is true with love. Dear friend, this matter of the love of God is a result of our relationship with the Lord. We love Him because He first loved us. And let's move on with this. We've got a ways to go, but I'm telling you, and I've told you before, this portion of Scripture is, God is just blessing my heart. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now, our example is God Himself. And in verse 11, we have the admonition, we have the command, we have the responsibility. And let me say that carrying out this command, carrying out this responsibility, is what really makes life in this old sinful, dark world so much more enjoyable and so much easier to live. In verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Isn't that tremendous? Isn't that powerful? Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Well, maybe you say, well, preacher, there's some people hard to love, and I know that. Our Savior in Matthew chapter 5 in verses 43 through 48, He gave us some tremendous instruction here. He said, you have heard it hath been said, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? What reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Dear friend, that's straight preaching, and that's from the Savior Himself. But I believe you will agree with me. It is love. I mean godly love. Yes, thank God for brotherly love too, but godly love that makes life so worthwhile. Father, do bless us now with our word. May we truly know, not just in our head, but, oh God, in our heart, and practice in our lives thy love to thee and to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.